nobody love me like you do. Nobody gonna love me.
Yeah, so
like you.
Back
you
know with another ep.
Yeah.
Back with another ep. In the gym.
Couple
bench
reps.
Press.
Anyway.
Rolex F1 hat. That's a flex.
Crazy.
Couple eps of the podcast. Run my check. So we're back with another episode.
Yeah, episode mental.
Yeah, back with another episode of the Chunks and Philly Show. Guys, it's good to be here. It's good to be back. If you watched the last ep, you would have seen that we're in the same clothes. And that's because we got a memo today to bring two different outfits. And did we bring them?
No, no, of course we didn't. But guess what? This isn't even the last episode would have been Chip.
Ah.
Yeah, unless I'm wrong.
Yeah, no, you're completely right.
Oh, well, yeah. So we filmed that episode
about
me getting the Rolex. The Rolex is still there.
Yeah. He hasn't taken a
2 weeks and I haven't worn one. But yeah, I'm still very grateful. It's been 2 weeks and I'm still grateful about my brother getting me
Do you know how to react to that kind of thing? Because it is difficult. You know,
the
magnitude
worst.
Of a present like that, it's almost hard to give something that is...
Like, what do I do now? Lips you? You know what I mean? It's like, what's left?
If you make eye contact for 5 seconds and eat your lips, then that's the rule.
That's only in Brazil.
Carnival.
But yeah.
I have got the iPad. That means that I'll be controlling this episode.
Yeah, can you just control them?
No.
No, I like when you do it though.
You like when I control it? That
whoa,
sounds mental.
Whoa. But mental. You didn't need to
no,
say.
No, because that's what you said. No. I like when you control it. You said.
Yeah but that's
chill out. Because that one.
You said it.
That one flizz.
Do you know how crazy that
own
is?
It. Just own it. Own it.
Yeah, I'm not controlling that. Anyway.
Do you like you could have not said like that around Chipware.
Huh? Yeah. Do you like being the one in control, or do you like to be the one who sort of gives the iPad away and you can just sort of sit there?
I like being in control.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I like being the one that gives the iPad away.
Really?
Yeah, I just go I'm too deep, bro. Like, I'll talk on a subject for time. He knows when to move from her or go back to
her. The same way I want to move from this right now.
Where?
Because you're just talking too much. The first question I got here is, what is the most dangerous shit you would do? So, for those of you guys that don't know, I am a Fule, which means I am a scaredy cat. Fully, Somali. I'm very shook. I'm not good at things, for example, skydiving, helicopter rides.
Bungee jumping.
Skiing, but bungee jumping, I'm sure you guys are aware. If you haven't seen the clip, then you should see it somewhere. Because I was about to bungee jump, and because I've got a phobia of heights, acrophobia, I was crying. And I had the thing wrapped around my legs and I couldn't do it.
Why is he crying?
Because I thought I was going to die.
Yeah, but you didn't even try.
And because I thought I was going to do it.
Okay.
I've got acrophobia, guys. I was really, really scared of heights.
Wait, hold on. Do you know what I clips? Do you remember you shaved your whole head?
What, I shaved my head?
Do you remember what your hair looked like?
Yeah, mess. Thailand.
Is that whilst the...
No.
I was going for it.
Hey, you know when your tires are bald?
I was going for it.
You know when your tire ain't got no more grip? That's what you look like, a bald tire.
What, no tread?
You know, tread.
So that is it, yeah. Cool. No, that's fine. By the way, people always want to get annoyed.
Why feel so comfortable
violating
you like that?
Please put the clip in of him crying. Oh my God, for the audio listeners, please.
I feel bad, bro. I feel very bad right now.
Do you look back and think... should I really? Do you look back and regret crying?
No, of course I don't, because it's my emotions. I can't control myself, bro. I was genuinely going through it that time.
What were you thinking?
I thought I was dead. I thought I was off.
I thought you were dead.
I thought I haven't even reached 1 million subscribers. Or did I? I probably did. But I said I didn't do much in my YouTube career, and I'm off already. I was probably like 24.
When he was looking down,
too deep.
Look, I'm crying.
Yeah.
He was looking down again. I can't do it.
I couldn't. And where were you?
I fell off a motorbike.
Yeah, there you go. You fell off a motorbike.
Is that funny? I could have lost my life.
And I couldn't have lost my life there.
How? You're strapped up.
I could have, because it could have broke.
But to be fair, he's right. Twitter's a dark place in a sense that you can upload any type of video. And there was this video of the man setting off the woman on a bungee jump. And then all you hear at the when she lands is... deaded.
She got.
She got deaded, bro. She died, fam.
See?
Seriously, only Twitter posts on mad ass videos.
That's what I'm saying. So that for me, I thought in my head that I was going to be that woman.
Oh, mate, you've made me laugh.
That's
brilliant. That clip's brilliant.
Yeah, I genuinely was scared for my life that day.
Bless you, man.
But so for me, I think, what's the most dangerous shit you do? I've got some quotes here. Philly, let me know of these options, what you would and wouldn't do. So skydiving.
Done it already. And they say it's good to face your fears. I'm telling you, for people that are considering to face their fears, it does absolutely nothing for you.
Don't say that.
If anything,
it
may, I'm telling you now.
Don't say that.
It does, just remain in the fear. It does don't nothing do anything
for you.
About it.
It only makes
what's
you more
scared. What's it called? Exposure therapy?
Yeah.
I think I really highly recommend it.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah, I think it's good because there's some people that have like a fear of like, I wouldn't say obnoxious things, but like, for example, there was a woman that's scared of cucumbers. There's a woman that's scared of buttons. There's someone that's scared of a picture of Simon Cowell. I don't know if you've seen that. So there's like some things where you need to, because you're going to probably see it quite often.
Some
you know?
People just do it for attention. You sort of think you've got to get over that love.
Do fair enough. I mean? You know what I mean? So it's like there's certain things I think you definitely need exposure therapy for. But stuff like jumping off stuff, you don't have to do it at all times. I'm not scared of an aeroplane.
Is that a reasonable fear to have?
I generally, heights is very normal. Spiders, another thing, I think I completely agree. I think you should be scared. I'm not scared of spiders, but...
Would you be okay? Do you remember that Mr. Beast video recently where his friend had fears and he put him in a glass?
I can be in a glass full of spiders, guaranteed. Yeah? Yes. I can't be in a glass full of rats. Because they move too much and they can go inside your arsehole. You know what I mean?
Whereas spiders, they're
too slow. You stop them.
Yeah. Do you reckon it depends... on what the catch is. Like, let's just say you was on a mad reality TV show and someone said, if you go in this box now, it guarantees you leaving this whole island with £1 million. You'd do it, wouldn't you?
For me, it's not about the bread, bro. I'm actually...
No, but I'm saying, wouldn't that motivate you to want to do it? Because I wouldn't skydive again, but if someone said, do it for an M, I'm doing it.
Yeah, but that means I'm not really, really scared of it then.
No, I'm shit scared. I just understand the value of money.
Right.
Why did you jump off the thing? Blame.
Because it was for a show. And at the same time...
that's the difference between me and you. I wouldn't do this show because I know that.
No, but I try to face my fears. I try to do what they say to
do. So you actually are scared of heights.
It makes it worse.
You actually are scared of heights?
Yeah.
Oh, amazing.
I look over my balcony and get scared, bro.
Maybe you shouldn't live on that floor. Like that's, you know, if you've got a balcony...
But the view's nicer.
Yeah, but remember me, when I go to a crib, I can't go outside. I don't look over. What? In my hotel, I was shook.
Qatar, you're there just going, I'm not going outside.
I can't do this. Like, hold the ledge and look over. I can't. Like physically, but I shake. I've got actual acrophobia. It's kind of funny. That's nice, man.
Look.
There you go. Because I was going to mention something else, and I'm going to do it. So jet skiing. Are you scared of jet skiing? A lot of people lost their life from jet skiing, you know?
Yeah. Rest in peace to all those people that have just having, were trying at that point to have honest fun and it ended in a bad result. So RIP to everyone that's lost their life in that way. But I've done it and I tried to show off once and go on without a life jacket. The jet ski went super far. I'm in the middle of, with AM and I'm in the middle of the open sea. And I thought I was going to die, man. Because I think I'm a good swimmer, but I just don't have stamina. And I'm swimming against...
the current.
Scary times.
Yeah, it's tired out there, isn't it? It's like, it's
so for you, skydiving is a no. Jet skiing for you?
Yeah, I could, but I am also scared of that, but I could do it.
But with a life jacket, it's different. Yeah, you know, 100%, it might feel scary,
like
but you're
area.
Not.
If there's a brother next to me on the whip as well, and he knows how to save, man, if it goes left, stuff like that, yeah, all right, cool, because I can't die. Like, for example, when I did Total Wipeout with Beta Squad.
You knew you couldn't die?
I didn't know.
You got a life jacket,
though. I was off.
When?
You know what a life jacket
when
does,
though,
innit?
When I jumped backwards, when I flipped.
You thought you were going to die?
I thought I was off.
But you knew what a life jacket does, though, right?
Yeah, I know, but I thought I was too heavy for the life jacket.
Oh, shut up.
Well, I did at the time. Obviously, I understand the physics and yeah, science behind now. But at the time, I said, yeah, I'm off.
Yeah, it's impossible.
So I was very scared of that.
Just going to come straight back up.
Shark cage.
Nah.
Because you're going to South Africa, where it's like famous for doing the shark cage.
Yeah, you won't catch me at the beach. I'll be by the beach at the bar having a flipping passion fruit mojito. Yeah, I'm not on them little activities there.
Shark cage, I think I could do, like if my life depended on it.
Even with a great white.
No, not great white, because great white will bite the flipping cage open.
But then maybe I would, because I went and partied in a favela.
That's also very scary, to be fair. Very similar.
Yeah, why did you suddenly get over that fear? Because when you were going out there, I'm pretty sure you were like adamant you weren't going to go in the favelas.
Yeah.
And then suddenly what? Because it was...
I'm easily influenced. And it's I'm not afraid to admit that. It's not good. It's actually not good. Sometimes when everybody's so excited about doing something, I get drawn in and I'm like, okay, let's do it. And I was...
Do you look at yourself afterwards and see yourself? Or are you going, what was I doing there?
A bit of both. Like after we left, I just couldn't believe that I flipping done that. Carrying with the list though, because you know me, I get straight away easily. Crazy, innit?
Would you ever go caving?
Do you know what's caving? What's define caving for me?
Caving is basically, you know, there's very very tight spaces.
I'm too big for that.
That
bro.
People go and squeeze.
No,
through.
I would never
I
do
think
that.
AJ could do that. AJ is very.
I think he could do that, but I don't think he would do that.
Even no, then, it's like.
Is he claustrophobic?
No, he's a sicko. He'll do anything. He's not scared of anything. He's done anything. That's what I'm trying to say. I think he's scared of helicopters, but he did it the other day. You know what I mean? In the Bates Club video, you guys will see that soon. I don't know if it's even out yet. But he did that. So I think he's kind of like the maniac.
I won't go in there.
Sharky's a maniac as well.
Really?
Yeah. A Sharky wouldn't do the caving. He said that as well.
Claustrophobia is very
that's
real.
That's claustrophobic for the mobic. Arxrobic.
But also because you get stuck. Like it's like part of the experience is you got to shimmy and wiggle through.
I'm too big for all of that. I'm not doing that, mate. Thank you.
Bro. What about you know the thought of it? I'm scared. Cage fight.
Yeah.
So I got to fight someone in the cage. Nah, this is a funny story and I'm surprised I didn't mention it with when Chip was here. I had a play fight with Chip and he made my nose bleed.
What?
So if my boy is making my nose bleed on a play fight, then me going into a cage, I'm just not on it. Yeah, he gave me a nosebleed. We laugh about it till this day. But what? I need to come back. We need to have another play. We used to have bear play fights, man. Yeah. I miss those, man. Play fights are so fun, bro.
What's your go-to move? Is it a headlock?
We love a headlock.
Yeah, he loves a headlock. Yeah, obviously, like, you can't really punch your... And if you are, it's maybe the arm or the chest. But you can't... Yeah, it's not a play fight then, is it? If
you're banging really, man in his face, that's not even a...
It's not a play fight. That's
like
what it
me,
starts
I can't
serious.
Lie. A play fight is gripsing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's wrestling.
Gripsing sounds crazy. If you like Grips and Brothers, then you grips.
I didn't grips, no brothers. I said grips.
Oh. Yeah. But would you do a cage fight?
Yeah, I've done it.
What?
On JD's channel.
With who?
MMA fighter that absolutely tumped me.
Yeah.
I got dealt with wrong as well. But I was there in there fighting. What?
Was that like a little brand?
You don't mind that? Fighting, you know.
Don't
I've realised that.
Get me in there, man.
Do you mind getting punched?
From the favelas.
The favelas of Somalia.
No, it can take a hit, you know.
No, I don't mind.
Was it Kenny's video when you fought everyone?
Yeah, I fought.
Yeah, no, he can take a hit, you know, Lawrence.
And I won. The whole thing. I won.
Last fight was you and Johnny?
Yeah, Tom.
What if it was like, you know, you've got to survive a minute in a cage with like Khabib? Do you know what I mean?
That's different, brother. He will maul me. Like, I wouldn't do that. That I genuinely wouldn't do.
Survive the minute, get a million.
Nah.
No,
yeah. Because I'm not dying.
You know, well, you are. Is he allowed to just go all out? No, but he's not that guy. He's going to ground and pound, get you on the floor and choke you until next week.
And you know what I'll do? Well, I'll pretend I'm out. Look.
Yeah, but you're not
choking
surviving.
Me now. Choking me now.
Then you lose then.
It's been 10 seconds.
You have to survive.
Oh, win or lose, I don't get a bread.
Yeah.
No, if you lose.
Why am I Egypt? I don't want that then.
That's what I'm saying, bro. If he grips you, it's done out.
Yeah.
You're right off.
Do you realise how long a minute is
That's
when you're
long,
in a cage
bro.
With someone like
That's
that?
Too long.
It's because it could be like 10
I
seconds.
I reckon I can evade for the first 7 seconds. Then he gets a hold of me. By 15 seconds, I'm on the floor, mate.
Your best opportunity is to like just go all out and try and fight him rather than... No, like, you run a little bit.
Evade.
Really?
To try to just jumping around and getting away from him. Because in my head now, if I've evaded for 30 seconds, I reckon I can survive 30 seconds on the floor. Because I'll try my best to avoid my neck being grabbed. Then 47 seconds, he gets a hold of there. For 13 seconds, if he squeeze him there, I'm off. I'm dead.
What if it's an arm break though? Or like an arm
break?
Oh,
that's even worse.
That's worse.
That's even worse. Because I'm going to wake up from a guillotine. My arm is broken for X amount of months.
Exactly.
That's the long thing.
It's bad.
But
diving.
As in diving, what? Skinny dipping diving?
No, like, you know.
I've
like,
got skinny dipping.
Not skinny dipping. I mean,
oh,
like
Tom Daly.
No. Like diving is in tank, mask,
that's
going deep.
Tom.
What's that called again? What is that actually called though?
Scuba.
Scuba diving.
It's diving off a 10 meter board. Would you do that?
I've done it.
You've done 10 meter board done?
Well, how's 10 meters? Maybe I don't. I'm getting
meters.
My meters wrong.
It's like
meters, bro.
Third floor, fourth floor.
That one sounds kind of crazy.
Third or fourth floor. So
yeah, I'll
this.
Deal with that.
Yeah. Yeah. You got,
I'm
you kind of built for it.
Do you know what you just done? You just added my two fears together. Water and heights.
Yeah.
I'm not on it. Just keep
you
me on the
floor. You can't
swim,
can you?
Huh?
You can't, yeah.
I tried an 03, drowned, never done it again. Drowned, almost died. Yeah, 03. Final one, yeah? Do you know what I love? Because the next statement here is update on Pimpon.
Talking worst fears.
So let's talk about that. How is he?
Dog's all right.
He's all right?
Yeah, like it could be better.
Yeah. I saw him in that Christmas jumper.
Yeah, he still doesn't hear.
I'm going to attach a picture of him on the screen so everyone can see that he's a beautiful dog.
Yeah, so right now on the screen, audio listeners, there's a picture of my dog in his little Christmas jumper. If you just look deep in his eyes and look at his face, you can see his...
deep in his eyes is crazy. And who actually gave you that picture and told you to show the world?
My mum.
Yeah.
Because she watches the podcast. She's on all my socials and she sees that a lot of people want to see Pimpon, and that's Pimpon.
Let me see him again one more time.
It's a beautiful dog, isn't
it? Yeah, beautiful. How old is he? Did you find out? I didn't find out.
He's old.
Do you think she wanted the world to see, kind of get one final look at him?
What do you mean by that?
Final look. That means he's off soon.
No, he won't be off soon.
But you're the one that said it.
No, but he's been all right this last week.
Is it?
Yeah, he's still deaf though.
Listens? Oh.
No, he don't listen. He's deaf. It's a good dog.
He would listen if he could.
Yeah, that's a thing. Yeah. He used to.
He wants to.
He wants to listen.
And sometimes I used to say, like back in the days, I used to say, Pimpon, los vamos, Pimpon.
Let's go.
Yeah, but Pimpon, are you ready to go out?
Did he understand that as well? He was multilingual.
He was a Spanish dog.
He only understands Spanish.
He understands Spanish.
Right. So if you're speaking in English, he doesn't know.
No,
he doesn't understand
English. So when you're at the vets...
That's why they get a Spanish doctor.
You get a Spanish vet.
Yeah, Spanish vet.
All right, we're moving on from our
Carlos Sanchez, that's his name. Dr. Carlos Sanchez.
Yeah, we're getting stupid now.
What do you mean? Dr. Carlos Sanchez used to say to him, siétete.
One of the best vets in London.
Yeah, there you go. One of the best, top three. We're going to move on, man.
Spanish vets, London.
Yeah, Spanish vets.
All right, what's the next section of this bit?
There's one in Hoxton. One in Hoxton.
He's so good.
You can go through the team as well. I'll just check the faces behind the team. There's one called Chris. It's a picture of a dog, but it is a person who operates on dogs. His name's Chris. I imagine he speaks Spanish as a second language.
What's the next bit of the running order?
The next bit of the running order is the profound questions section. So Lawrence is still there doing research about the Hoxton Spanish event.
I'm going to move on
from that and say, we had a lot of people talking about that podcast we did recently, maybe a couple months ago now.
Yeah.
About not expecting from friends.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know what, let's have a little...
Such an interesting debate, though.
Very interesting. And that's why I like to hear what people think. So a lot of people, it was split, in my opinion. A lot of people agreeing with me, a lot of people agreeing with Philly. So I love that. But Philly, what does forgiveness mean to you? Now, when I mean this is because, say for example, someone's wronged you, right? Because you know how people say, I can forgive, but I can't forget, or I can forget, but I can't forgive. Stuff like that. Like, what does forgiveness mean to you? And what do you think is the right way to forgive someone? And what do you think the wrong way is to forgive someone?
Leaving the emotion attached to that action that person might have did behind you. I also understand how some people say, I can forgive and not forget, because sometimes the action that they could have done might have an impact on your life till now. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
So like, it's like, I don't know, what example can I give?
I can give you an example. Okay, go on.
I don't know, someone stabbed me in my leg by accident.
Mm.
I don't know how that could work. I know, sorry.
That's happened to me.
Listeners, but my imagination is wild. But yeah, he might have not meant to. Yeah, brother, I forgive you, but I can't forget, because every time I go on to put on or bend my knee, like, I feel the pain. So how can I...
Are you going
to
chill with him after?
Yeah, if he was an accident, first and foremost, and I've forgiven him, then yeah.
But you do forget it though, because you're still chilling with the guy and you're making sure that everything's okay like it used to be. Obviously, you can't forget in terms of it's affected your day to day, but you have forgotten it in terms of you wouldn't now say this guy can do that to me, he's capable of doing that to me again. You know what I mean? So I'd say you forgot it. I'd say like trust issues.
I like the way you've looked at it, you know, because you get where I'm coming from, Lawrence.
I'm saying
I like the way you've spun that one, though.
For me, forgive and forget is like trust issues. So for example, someone's done you wrong and like you've told them your information, your business, and they know because they're a friend, and they've told somebody else about all your info and your stuff. That one I can forgive, because at the end of the day, like, we're taught to forgive in our religion. I'm sure even in Christianity, it's the same thing. But you can't forget it now, because if you now carry on telling them about your business information, you're always going to be on edge thinking, aren't they going to just tell somebody else about
my business? So then does that mean...
So I forgive them, but I also wouldn't forget, because now I'm more careful with how I maneuver around you.
So then wouldn't you say that deep down you haven't forgiven them if you've still got some sort of like PTSD or in the back of your mind you're still
thinking... But that's not my fault. It's based off your action, what it's done to me, that's how I'm going to react. I can't control my emotions. Although what I can do is forgive you because I'm still in and around your friendship circle and I still will talk to you and still have you. You know what I'm trying to say as a person?
Is it naive to forgive and forget when someone has done something wrong? Because if you just forget and you forget they're capable of something bad, that's not necessarily a good relationship to have. Does that make sense? If you
One more time, say that again.
Yeah. So you can forgive them, but they may still be capable of that. So you've accepted that they've done it, but it doesn't mean that you have to then give them another opportunity to do the same.
But for me, that's when the friendship or the relationship is dead. The fact that I can genuinely forgive you, but then still think, but you know what? I still think you could do that to me. Then why am I moving with you?
Listen to this. You have a friend, comes to your house all the time. £1,300 goes missing.
I had that not too long ago. I had money in a drawer and I don't know where it's gone. That's mad, isn't it? So that means someone I bring to my house stole that money.
So then boom.
Ain't someone, that mad?
They come up to you, they come up to you and say, listen, it was me that took that money, but I was in a bad situation. How are you gonna, what's your reaction to that?
Chunks.
That's crazy. That was my name like that.
Such a good question. I would ask why did he take the money?
Okay, let's and role play. Roleplay.
Go on.
All right. Yo, bro.
Yeah, hold on. Oh, what, my brother? This is unexpected. What got him?
He's saying, broski.
What's wrong?
I don't know if you realize, but I took that money from your closet recently, man. Did you see it?
What money?
That £1,300 that you had in there.
I didn't know I had a bag for you in there.
Oh, are you? Okay. No, never mind. Bye bye. What the hell? Of course you should know that there's money in the cupboard.
Are you telling me that you know there's £40 in your jeans in the wardrobe now?
No, but that's 1,300. You know what I mean? But anyway, let's pretend like you did know.
Okay.
All right. So yeah, I took that money. I really did need it, man. And I just thought I could replace it by the time.
You took off 1,300 for my dog surgery.
Whoa, is that what you're on? Yeah, brother. Sorry, man. Like, obviously, I know you have a lot of money, so.
But that set me back. That my mum asked me for that money the other day, and I couldn't perform the surgery on the dog. Well, why would you not inform me, bro?
I was embarrassed, man. Like, you know what I mean? And also, I just didn't know who to turn to. But I was gonna return it. Like, I swear to God, I was gonna return it to you. And you know what I mean?
Nah, man. You should have been honest from the start. Because now my dog's on his last two and he can't get that surgery. And that's all down to you and your selfish actions, bro.
Can you forgive me?
Yeah, but we're done, man.
Wow. Okay, so that's
I'd end it.
You've laced the forgiveness with is that forgiving then? I feel like it is, you know.
That's such a good question. Is that forgiving if I'm locking you off?
Yes. I think it depends on the severity of the action, right? Because you can forgive someone and say, look, I understand what you did, but can you not also say, but that is so much that I can forgive you, but I also need to move on? Is that forgiveness? In my opinion, it is.
Okay, you know what I'm going to do? I'm gonna check the definition of forgiveness.
Forgiveness.
On Google, because...
I love questions like this, by the way. I love when we do this on the pod. So, I like when we ask real ass questions.
So forgiveness. The action or process of forgiving or being forgiven, she is quick to ask forgiveness when she has overstepped the line. So we have to actually now check the definition of forgive because it keeps referencing the word forgive. There we go. So you stop feeling angry or resentful towards someone for an offense, flaw, or mistake.
Wow, so that's not forgiving.
No longer feel angry about or to wish punish a person or for an offense, flaw, or mistake. Cancel a debt. So I think that isn't forgiveness.
That's not forgiving you.
No, because what you're saying is you can cut someone off and not be angry, resentful, or feel offended.
So why have you cut them off then if you know none of the things?
Because you're not really sure of their capability to not do that again. So
you're still on edge around them.
Good. This is a good discussion. You're still on edge around them.
Yes, but that doesn't mean that you're angry, resentful,
okay,
or
now,
feel
so
offense.
When you see them and they say hi to you, what would be your reply back?
If you're listening right now, give this video a like, or audio listeners just like it.
If there's what, sorry?
Okay, so for example now, let's say you've forgiven someone, but also you've cut them off, which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
If they've now seen you on the streets, oh, hi, how you doing, man? How would you respond?
How would I respond or how should, because I think it depends on the personality of the person.
How should someone respond if they have forgiven them, but they've gotten over them? Like they're not friends anymore.
I think you try and keep the encounter as brief as possible.
Just keep it civil.
Go on, so hi, how you doing, man?
What's going on, my brother? Are you, man? Can we go get another drink?
No.
What's
wrong with that? I've held you up, bro.
No.
What's going on, my brother?
Shall I tell you how you should do it? Go
okay.
On,
Hey, Chance, what's happening, my G?
My broski, he's having a blessed,
bro. Broski, lost your whole mind. You lost again. I'm going to say it again.
Wow.
Yo, Chance, what's going on, my brother?
Well, go on, man. You good, yeah?
Yeah, man, blessed. Yeah, man. Cool, man.
I'm going to rush the broski in a bit.
All right, quickly, though. How's things, bro?
Nah, ain't that one.
Wow.
Yeah, ain't that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, you lost about us and how things. So you can tell someone else about how things are. Just keep it cordial, amicable, quick.
Chance is right, though. Deep down, the majority of us, based on like what the actual definition of forgive is, I don't think we actually forgive people then.
No. Because if you hold on to
it, we're just burning bridges.
Nobody's perfect but God, man.
Yeah, facts.
Well, like them, like, you know what I mean? I feel like I can forgive quite a few things. I've been done wrong, yeah? But also, I don't forget things, which is bad. Because, like, if someone done me wrong, like, for example, if someone came to my crib and robbed money from me, I can't lie to you, it's done. Like, man could never, because trust is the first thing of a friendship or a relationship. So from time you can't trust somebody, the whole thing's done.
So this is a question for both of you. Is forgiveness a fully conscious thing, or do you do the conscious bit and then your unconscious and the way you feel follows after that?
Yes.
Is that proper forgiveness?
I think for me, forgiveness is the thing where you forgive from your heart and you genuinely have no more resentment towards that person. And it's the thing where now, if they mentioned a conversation, it's not like a kiss of the teeth or a roll of the eyes. It's more just, yo, that's the normal person that I used to speak with, but I don't speak with as much due to the fact that we had our indifferences. But I can still mention their name in a sentence and it be somewhat positive, you know? Because I think if you are generally saying you forgive someone, you could talk to them.
Do you think there's a... So, no?
What do you think? What do you mean?
So I'm very into forgiveness.
I disagree with that. He said if you genuinely forgive someone, you can still talk to them. How about if I don't want to talk to you?
But that's okay. But they should be
you
able to...
You cut them off.
No, I don't know about that. So there's also got... I think after you forgive someone, there should also maybe be a bit of a cool down period.
Yes, I agree.
And they should be allowed that. And you should be forgiven that period. So yes. Even... That's another thing. Like you can't, forgiveness isn't instantaneous.
Of course.
So there's that as well. You can't go, I'm sorry, and expect the person straight away to go, yeah, of course. Like it could take a few months if it's like a big thing.
But
right?
What is forgiveness, man? What is forgiveness? Because if someone says to me, my bad, bro, do you forgive me? What are you going to say? Yes. And then not forgive them. If you just be like, be honest, I can't lie to you, bro. I'm going to need time to dwell on this one. Like, because the way you've done man wrong, I'm gonna get back to you on that one. You get it?
Mm.
You don't have to tell them, yeah, I am going to forgive you. And then all of a sudden you don't forgive them. That's also wrong from your part. Because why are you going to lie to someone? You know what I mean?
Do you think sometimes we want a definite definition of things and sometimes it's more, malleable? So it's more like...
Yes. Ooh, malleable, nice word. I've just learned something new.
It's like, you can move it around.
Yeah, you can move it around sort of, yeah.
Nice, I like that word, it's nice.
But what I mean is, like, especially in committed relationships, best friends, wives, all those kind of things, the commitment is there, and so the forgiveness takes on, like, a different meaning and form because there will be so many complexities in your relationship.
Yeah, but I think relationship and friendship forgiveness is completely different things. Because if you're married to somebody... And they've done you wrong.
Not married, relationship, girlfriend.
Different.
Because I agree with you.
Yeah, I think. Look, if you've got a wife and she's done you wrong, it's either you forgive her or the relationship's over. You can't. There's no middle ground. You can't forgive her and still be upset about her because you've lived together. You know what I mean? What?
Disagree.
Go on, tell me. Give me a point.
Because sometimes, like, having kids and having things that you're so tied into, like a mortgage is the only example I could think of. Kids is the main one.
Mm.
Sometimes I've witnessed a lot of people, especially...
No, I'm saying it happens. I've witnessed it as well, but I'm saying what's right and wrong. Like, you shouldn't be in a marriage that where you don't love your other partner, but you're doing it for the sake of a mortgage, or you're doing it for the sake of kids.
You don't reckon?
I genuinely
don't. Not love, but you could be like... That's why I said it's, I don't know.
No, man. it's very common in our parents' generation.
It's very common.
Is,
you get what
I've
I'm getting at.
Then because the reason they got married was the sake of security or the sake of the fact that it was convenient. You know what I mean? This person comes from good stock. This person comes from good family. Back in the days, if that was the case, then that's enough to get married over. Whereas I feel like our generation, Gen Z and millennials, they're more like clued up and want to get married for the right reasons. Not necessarily saying that the parents were the wrong reasons, you know what I mean? They're like, you know what? I actually want to love this person.
Mm.
Wasn't a top of people's priorities back in the day.
I feel like the old school gen, they will therefore make kids' decisions based on their children, their kids.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think that's wrong though.
I do feel.
Yeah, you're going to just be unhappy for the rest of your life.
I do feel, though, once you have a home with kids in it, it changes how you forgive and how you treat the other person.
100%.
You're much quicker to do it.
100%.
Because you understand what's at stake.
Yep.
And I think it's very easy for us, obviously I've got kids, but for us to sit around and talk about hypotheticals. But actually, in a home, you forgive so much faster if you have kids.
It's a different ball game, isn't it?
I completely understand that you should definitely, if there's anyone that deserves a grace period or more grace, is your wife or your husband. Because you guys are a partnership, you guys... And then, especially at the beginning, it's much harder to understand each other's flaws and compromise. Compromise, every time I hear people that are married, just talk about compromise and communication, correct? So it's like the first couple of years, of course, you want to get to know each other and actually understand each other's flaws and stuff. But I feel like throughout, when you start having kids and you've been with each other for 10, 15 years, you definitely have to have more patience and more forgiveness towards your partner. Whereas with friends, it's like friends come and go, man. Like,
what about your best friend though? What, you know,
that's like, different. I said your best friend, cool. But I'm saying, as in, you have your friends, then you've got your peoples that you're, you know what I mean? You see them once every 3 months. If someone does me wrong from that group, I can't lie to you. I'm quick to just be like, oh, you're safe.
Skates, yeah.
I ain't got time for that. Wallahi. You know what I mean? Family for me, very important. You always should have a relationship with your mum and dad. Of course, this case by case, of course, like I say all the time. But in my opinion, your mum. It's just so important, bro, to have some type of relationship.
So where does it stop with family? Are we talking like cousin, you know, because...
Oh, even them, like obviously, but I'm talking more on a siblings, mum, dad. I think that's so important, man, mm-hmm. to have like a good relationship with them. Of course, even if it's not your fault, because there's going to be some people that be like, oh, they're abusive. Okay, I get it, 100%. And I can't speak on that because that didn't happen to me. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying, if there was a perfect scenario to try and be on speaking terms, I'm not necessarily saying hug them and kiss them, but it's just like a respect. Oh, how you doing? You okay? Nice to see you. Everything good? Yeah, calm.
Do you think that's a cultural thing and a religious thing as well for you?
Maybe.
Though? Because there's definitely a significance put on that in some cultures. Whereas other, I think in like, you know, like American culture and maybe English culture, there is at the moment with cancel culture, it is a bit more like cut them off, done.
Yeah, but you can't do that to your family. Do you know what it is? I'm only speaking from my point of view because at the end of the day,
yeah, I was going to say that.
Of course.
I understand that there's going to be some crazy cases where something, the mum's been abusive to the kids or like even SA, you know what I mean? So it's kind of like, I get it. That's the extreme.
I watched a documentary.
And I'm not talking about the extremes of extremes.
Mm-hmm. On Channel 4, and it was this woman now, she's explaining how her dad was just SA-ing her. Do you get what I'm saying? So I look at that situation, I'm like, well, I completely understand. Even I'm religious and I think Christianity and the Bible says, honor your mother and your father. I understand in that case why she wouldn't. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
You're not acting like her father, I think, as well, though. Yeah. In that case, that's
that
not...
as well, maybe.
If you don't play that role in someone's life and they can't trust you as a mother or a father, that's a whole other thing. If you want to be a parent, I think
it's
like,
tough, that one,
it's
man.
Easy to say you're a dad.
That's tough, isn't it?
Or it's easy very, to say you're a mum, right? But if you don't do the role, you're not that person.
That's another thing, though. You can have someone that's like... You know how then people have their mum and dad, and then they found out that 20 years after that their mum cheated on their dad, and that it was that's not even their biological dad. They don't care about their biological dad because of the fact that this guy has come in and stepped in and actually been your parent. That's your dad. That's the person that looked after you from a kid, not this guy that just basically had sex with your mum and you came out. He didn't do anything. So, for example, you know, with me, like if I had like a stepdad and he came in from 2 years old and like my actual dad didn't come to my life once, but when I turned 21, he wants to try and rekindle or have it. I don't have to have it. It's like, where were you for the first 20s? Mm-hmm. Unless now he's going through something where he had a, you know what I'm trying to say? It all depends on what happened. Case by case, bro. So it's like, I can't speak on abusive and all that because that didn't happen to me. So I'd be stupid to even mention. But I always do just try to have a relationship with your parents. You know what I mean?
Let's move on to our next question. What else have we got in there? Very, very, very good discussion. And please, you lot do it anyway. I feel like I don't need to say it as much, but we are building, we are still growing. So for the people that are new to the podcast, we really like when you give your opinions in the comments as well. That'd be sick. Sometimes it is nice to go through them and just read different perspectives.
I've got a question. Go on. What makes your best friend?
Well, Chunks is like me, so it might be hard for me and him to answer this question, but I've got loads.
You got loads of best friends? Yeah.
And depending on who I chill more with at a certain period is my best friend at that time. But Chunks is my best friend, but so is Harry Panera. Do you get what I'm saying? Can you agree?
No, I know what you mean. I feel like you can have many best friends. But
yeah.
I feel like you have friends for different things. So for example, if I
actually, no, you actually might be my main best friend. only because, like, if I'm going through something, like, don't get me wrong, I love Harry, but I wouldn't ring Harry, I'd ring Chunks. Like, Chunks has witnessed my darkest moments in life. Have you realised that?
Yeah.
I actually ring Chunks.
But that's the thing for me. It's like who you go to when you know what I mean, shit gets tough.
I think that your best friend is like the person who you would, like, I know you can't marry them, but like you would almost be willing to commit in that way to them. Yeah. I'm not saying you
that's
would.
That's crazy.
Like,
I don't even want that example.
No, but you know what I mean? Like you're committed.
I'm just being charged.
But you're committed in such a way that you're never going to break that bond. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I know what you mean. Because I think for me, it's like you have different friends for different things. So for example, if I want to go out, back in the days when I used to step out and enjoy myself on a night out, whatever, you have that friend, you know what I mean? And call them and be like, yeah, but best believe now when shit gets tough, then you're emotional. I'm not going to call that person because I like to get lit with that person. Whereas, I've got this person for emotional support and I support him emotionally. I'll support her emotionally. That's the kind of people that for me, I would consider best friends, quote unquote, because of the fact that they have me when I've got my down days, you know? Whereas the person that gets lit with me, not trying to hear when I'm upset.
He's not talking about me, by the way, because he definitely phones me when he's upset.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, you know. Don't get silly. I'm saying I think that those are you consider your best friends.
Yeah. Yeah. You know?
But then obviously.
But I've got loads and so does Chunks. I can't lie to you.
Interesting.
Everyone's my best mate. Well, not everyone, but all my brothers. It's got so deep that I don't even call them best friends. It's just my brother.
That's a whole other level.
Yeah, it's my brothers.
Okay, you know what I mean? Tell me now, if shit hits the flipping fan, everything goes left. You've lost everything.
Right? God forbid. God forbid.
Who's the first person that you're betting saying, I'm going to come check you in and I can help me?
You.
Genuinely.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Look how gassed he is. No, oh, bless him.
That's nuts.
Look how happy he is. Oh, bless his little
that's
soul.
Mental.
Look, you see how he smiled.
Wait, but you. Nah, I wouldn't be. You know why?
Why?
Marcella?
Nah, you.
Genuinely?
Yeah.
Marcella's his sister, by the way.
Yeah, Marcella. Marcelita.
Oh, okay. Well, I wouldn't expect. Well, I didn't say that to try and get.
Well, nah. I lost everything. I ain't got a pot to piss in. Yeah, you.
Mental.
Yeah. Do you like that?
It's pressure. Yeah. It's big pressure, man. Because you see me, like generally, if something went left for me, the first person I always call is my sister.
Yeah.
Like she, you see me every time, like whenever it goes left or like one sister I have, of course I've got three, but there's one that is like in London and that at all times ready for me. So I always take everything out on her.
Is she older than you?
Sorry?
She older than
you? Yeah, of course.
A lot?
5 years. Mm.
That's a good gap.
Very good.
She's got she's
the
same the next
age
stage.
As Harry Panera. I always find that funny, yeah. But yeah, that's the person that the number one now. Always, she knows as well, man. Whenever it goes left for me, I call her. I say, yo, she's like, just come to the house, man.
Do you think you can be best friends with a woman without any other undertones?
Yeah. I have that now. So it's possible, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, Gabs.
Oh, yes.
I love Gabs to bits. Yeah. I love Gabs.
Best friends, like?
Well, yeah, she's one of my closest friends. She was at my birthday meal when I only could select 10 of my friends. So yeah, she's definitely her best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's definitely possible. Chunks?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Where did you smile like that?
No, because I was going to ask a question for you, but we know you.
Yeah, wait.
I'm not going to ask it.
What are you going to ask me?
Never mind.
Nah.
I'm bad, man. I'm very bad, man.
He's so dark.
I don't think he
could. I know.
Unless it's your missus.
That's different, though. I'm saying best friends.
But your best friend is your missus, though, isn't
it? Yeah, but I mean, like, you know, obviously you don't call your those two different people. You know, there is a best friend and then there's your wife.
Yeah, but I think your wife
has to be your best friend.
Is your best friend.
Yes.
And because she knows everything about you.
Based on some people's marriages, though, it's not.
Okay.
Like from
if I've got a health issue and I'm waking up every morning and I've got a headache or something, she goes, oh, you might as well check yourself out. And then they find out, boom, you've got...
God forbid.
You've got a proper health issue. She knows first.
Mm.
Before your mum and dad. When she's pregnant, she comes to you first.
I don't think that makes a best friend, though. She just... You happen to live with her, so she finds out.
You happen to live with her because of the fact that she's your best friend and she's your partner and you can't see life without her.
Yep.
Your wife is numero uno. Do you know what? what I want to talk about. I saw this on TikTok recently, yeah? They were asking women and men that are married with kids, what's the order from your, like a man's perspective, your wife, your kid, and your
mom? They asked me this on Capital actually over there.
Really?
What is the order?
What did you answer?
I put my mum first, you know.
Really? I think that, okay, I'm not going to express anything.
But I think it's easier to say that now. One, I don't understand marriage. Second, I'm not married.
Third, you don't have a kid.
And I don't have a kid.
That's very fair. Because you know, a lot of people in the comments were saying the right answer is
your wife,
your kid, then your mum.
I agree.
That sounds mad, don't you think?
To just me, someone taking two people taking over my mum's spot sounds wild to me in my head.
But I understand it, though. Do you understand it too, though? I understand why people would say that.
Do you know people were
I feel like I want to ask your opinion as a married man.
Oh, there we go.
Hold on, because...
If you want to.
Let me land. Even on Capital Extra, when... Rob, that's it. How can I forget Rob? When Rob was asking me, he didn't want to say. Do you get what I'm saying?
I think he gave... Could we speak about number one spot? I think for me, if I was a parent, I think my number one spot would be my kid. That's what I think.
Yes.
Lawrence, can I speak to you? You have a wife, you have a child.
Two.
Two?
Yeah.
And you have a parent, of course.
Parents, yeah. I have a parent, yeah. Two parents.
There you go.
Yeah.
What is your order?
It's actually the order that you named. So I think it goes wife, kids, parents. But the thing is, my parents get that. And as parents, they know.
Wait, your wife before your kids? You're going mad, Lawrence.
She's the one that gave you them.
She's birthed my kids. I was at the birth of both of my children. The one piece of advice I give both of you before you get into like serious relationships, don't miss the birth.
You missed the birth?
Don't miss the birth. No, I didn't miss it. Be there. No matter whether you're scared of it or not.
You weren't there.
No, I was there.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. There's men that I know who were like, oh, I didn't do it.
No, I'm
all drinking, did this, did that.
I'll grab the head, help pull it out.
Maybe not.
Tonton.
No, I'm on all that.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're
say I was
that.
Really involved in the birth of my child. What? Yeah, let me grab the headpiece.
There's a lot of work to do at the top end as well, so sort of a lot of encouragement. But like, you know, it's
so
still...
So wait, it's wife, Utes, Marge.
Yeah.
I find that crazy to digest.
It's because we're not married and don't have kids, bro, trust me.
It's the way... I think after a while, though, you've got to put... You know your wife has to go ahead of everything else.
If we have viewers that are married, again, please comment in the comments below what your order is as a married person.
Obviously, it would help if your wife respects your mother.
He's now trying to sort himself out.
No, watch this, man.
No, your mom ain't watching this, man. You're blessed,
man. I
don't have
anything to sort because I know exactly how everyone feels. But
No. Bro, the comments, like the most liked, the most replied to was the right order is your mom, your kid, your wife, your kid, your mom, and nobody said anything else. And a lot of the people were replying saying, lol, I'm not married, but my mom's number one. You know what I mean? Stuff like that. Yeah. So it's kind of like, I feel like you only know it when you're in that situation. Yeah.
And also what stage you are at life. So the fact you're so close with your mom is lovely. Like, I think that is also an indication to anyone that's going to be your partner. What?
Also, think about it.
Hey, girls say this.
Think about this.
I love how you love your mom.
You're with your mother. You're with your mother or father, whatever, first 23 years, 22 years of your life, let's say. Mm. Or even 18, depends on how quick people move out. Then you have a little, maybe 7-5 years of just like enjoying yourself up until 26, 27. Let's say average age is 27 or get married. Let's just say that. Nothing backed, no stats backed. You get married to your wife. At 27, you're with her until you're dead. Or you're meant to be.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
You have your kids at 30, let's say 30, they leave at 20, you're 50. So 50 to then 70, 80, let's say your life expectancy, you're with your wife. So you're with your wife from about 27 till the day you die. Mm-hmm. So you're with that person the longest. So if we're not talking logic, it does make sense as to why you'd want to love your wife the most because of the fact that you're with her the most. But then also for me, and then obviously when your mom gets old, you start to look after them. So it's like, it's a weird situation to be a part of because now... This age old argument of you're about to jump your car and you're with your mum and wife, who jumps in the front? You know, a little shit argument they had.
I know.
But for me, I'd think for my wife would let my mum sit in the front.
And for me, it doesn't matter because I'd want either one of them to be with my child in the back, so it would be calm.
No, but let's say you don't have a kid yet.
Hey, babes. Slide
through. The thing is, I know my mum.
Wife or girlfriend?
My mum will go straight to the back.
So that's the interesting aspect, right?
My mum will go to the back.
It depends on the relationship you have with your mum as well. Because some people don't have a relationship where they feel
me
like...
Oh, my mum like this.
But, yeah, but the point is also, you would then feel comfortable saying to your mum, this is my wife, do you mind doing this?
What? You're mad. You can't say that, Lawrence. No, You can't.
Don't worry.
You can't ever go, oh, babe, do you mind if my... You can't do that. Not babe, sorry. You said mum. Never call mum babe.
No.
So you say, all right, Neymar. You say mum. Do you... What?
All right, Neymar.
What's that? I don't get
it. Neymar does that. There's all the videos of him.
Neymar, no,
it's fine.
Alleged.
Yeah.
Never mind, bro. Go, man. Cut you.
It's not. We're not actually
anyway. Because one day I might interview him. I could never say to my mum, "Get up, so wifey can slide through." And if anything, as a man that now has a drive, all glory to God. Thank you, God. Yeah, sitting in the back is 10 times better, bro. Who cares about sitting at the front?
You shouldn't need to sell your wife.
My mum would go, when we go walk towards the car, my mum would go straight to the back. I know.
You don't know that.
Well, I don't know.
God, yes, please.
Can you do that live on the podcast?
Yeah, of course, right. Please.
Live on Capital Extra, can you do that?
Wait, let me see if I can, let me see where I'm going to call out right now.
Hey, look, the leg's going. He's nervous. He don't know what she's going to say now, but just a second, it goes live.
Odes. Yeah, yard. Where's Margie? Okay, tell Margie. Tell her right now. Yeah, I'm on a podcast right now. If, for example, if I was to get married, yeah, and I was walking towards the car, wouldn't Hoya just sit at the back?
No, don't say
okay,
wouldn't.
Cool.
Don't right, say
cool, cool,
cool. Wouldn't.
Okay, then, so what's I say?
Just say.
Where would you sit?
Yeah. Sish, just ask Mumsy. Yeah, just say if she was walking towards the car
with
Amin's wife. Where would she sit? In the front or the back? Just ask her that.
Yeah, please. I'm live on the podcast right now.
Oh, snap. Okay, 1 sec.
Is that sister that I've read the text from?
Yes. No, it's not.
Oh. That's the other one. One's a legend.
Yeah, she's
amazing.
Crazy. Yeah, she knows stuff.
Your sisters and family sound like amazing.
No, they're the greatest people on
earth.
Why is she listening to Somali music? tell us.
Where did it sound like a car horn?
Yeah. Huh?
Do you want me to translate it?
Yeah, translate it right now on pod and I'm going to do it.
Yeah, you're
governed
that,
What did she say?
Did you get that?
There you go! My mum said my wife would sit next to me at the front, I'd sit at the back.
There you go!
Thank you, Hoy, I love you!
Snap, moment of truth.
Hear that, love you too. Hi, hi,
moment of truth for my gents.
Huh? Okay, I'll call you after. Love. My mum said, why would I sit at the front? You're with your wife. You see, I told you. My mum's the greatest.
Understanding that is important. Let's see.
Don't try to do what I did. No, never. And put it on loud.
See, you're live on a podcast, Joma. Estoy vivo. Entonces, si yo tengo una esposa, estoy casado.
Put near the mic.
Y nosotros dos estamos caminando hasta el carro. ¿Usted dónde se sienta, adelante o atrás?
Atrás.
She said the same thing. She said she was at the back. ¿Y por qué atrás?
I said, why is that?
Okay, you're going to tell me to go to the back, innit?
Do you know what I would do? Serio, lante Dios. Si usted se sentó adelante, yo no le digo que se va atrás. Y si ella se sentó adelante, tampoco le digo que se va atrás. So I'm basically saying how I would do it. Whoever sits at the front sits there. Ah. I value you both so highly. I'm not now going to tell my wife to get up or tell my mum to get up. Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. Anyway, bye, te amo, chao.
Love you.
No, bye.
But that's the thing. See, look, what I was saying.
Why did our mum say that then?
No, because what I was saying was.
My mum thinks our skates are too.
Oh, no, we have to skate that probably.
No, it's calm.
My mum wouldn't. She could be first to the car. She would put her hand on the back seat. I know her. Well, she would do that. To the time where my brother comes, she'd go straight and she'd put it to the back because she's like, yo, I don't want to make stuff complicated. You know what I mean? So right now, she said right now on the phone, why would I even do that to you? I'll go straight to the back and let you and your wife sit next to each other.
Can I be honest? Hand on heart, it's not that deep.
No, but I'm saying these people have this age-old conversation.
No, but
yeah.
For me, in my opinion, it's not that deep. Like I just said to my mom, genuinely, whoever sits at the front, just stay there.
Yeah, but
bro.
What if they make an issue out of it? What if they make an issue out of it?
God forbid I ever have a wife that is going to make an issue out of where she sits in a car where we're all going to the same destination.
That comes back to trust. Then she can sit in the back.
That to me is bizarre, bro. The fact that that is even a discussion to some people, for me, is genuinely
wild. When I get home today, I'm going to ask my mum what the order should be. And I'm going to ask what her order is.
I think we should do it now.
All right, so we're going to do it right now?
I'm going to call my mum and ask her as a man. So if I hypothetically, ooh, if I had wife, kids, oh, and her, what should the order be?
Yeah.
Ma, ¿qué quiere, inglés o español?
Whatever.
Okay, okay, pretend I'm married, yeah? And I have 5 kids.
Okay.
What should the order be? What's the order between you, my wife, and my kids? Who's first, who's second, who's third?
Okay. First, your children.
Okay, second?
Me.
Okay.
I'm the first, innit?
And why the wife last for you?
Because I'm your mama. I was first. I was the first woman in your life.
Wow.
Wow. Hera, first woman I ever fell in love with, you know.
And I'm always gonna be there.
That's right.
That's not a bad answer.
It is.
To be fair, that's true. Your mom can't cheat.
It is. I'll tell you why. Because you can get married, you can get divorced, and then you're gonna get another one, but your mom is always gonna be there. Say no more.
Yeah. Bye, my dad. I'm a child. Bye.
I love your mom.
I'm curious to see what your mom says.
I'm
not angry at her answer, you know.
Do you know what?
Do you know what? Chunks hit me with this once. He was like, me and my mum were having a debate and Chunks was like, look, just say your mum's right. He goes, you know why, bro? He goes, you lose everything tomorrow as young Philly. Start being addicted heroin to crack and all of this. Your mum will be there by your side still, bro. I am curious, you know. A mum's perspective is so curious. I hear what she's saying, though.
Oh, maybe
I should have just asked her, okay, let's just say I don't ever get divorced. And my wife is just as amazing as you are. Would your answer change? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, there's loads of hypotheticals, but I even think then she's still saying her status as mum is mum. I can't speak for her though.
But
ask Marge right now, yeah? I'm going to put on a loudspeaker as well. What should the order be if I'm married? So out of my kids?
Wife
or mama, or Hoya?
Like order in your life.
What's the order in my life in terms of like what should it be? I'm asking. It's on thing right now.
Say that again. What should the order be?
So what should the order be out of mum, Hoya, out of my wife, and then my kids? What should the order be? 1 to 3.
Okay.
Why is it no bracket? Ask it.
Because that's a good question. I don't know what I'm saying. Well, I had enough. My kids, my wife, or the mum. Yes, it's you, yes. She goes, Amin's mum, that's me. Right? Yeah, I think, yes.
Oh, I love her.
What's the list?
She's brilliant, isn't it?
Nice,
yeah, important number one, year two, year three.
She's still trying to work out.
Number one,
your mum.
She said,
Hoy, what is it? 1 to 3, Hoy. He said.
Okay.
Okay, no problem.
I don't feel like she answered, guys.
Yeah. All right. Never mind. Okay, that's it. That's fine.
Wait, I can't wait to hear what's going on.
Okay, number one, Adiga. Okay, number two. Okay, cool. No problem. No problem. Thank you. My mum said, all I can do is talk from my perspective.
Yeah, same way my mum.
Because she's trying to say, with you, I don't know how you see it, innit? But she goes, for me, my number one was my mum. My number two are my kids. And number three is my
partner.
So similar to my mum, really. The partner was last.
Partner's last.
But the logic...
I hear my mum's explanation, though. Genuinely, that one blew me away. The first woman we have both ever fallen in love with is
that
our
mum.
That made
mom's. Me emotional. I did think that, yeah.
Mad, didn't it? When you look at it like that, bro.
But I think what it says is all three of those.
So no
people.
One can't even but say they don't know what love is.
I think our parents' generation obviously downplay your partner.
Yeah. Or they've had so much experience with them, they're like, yeah, screw those guys.
Probably.
But also, it doesn't mean, therefore, that she would get... Like,
bearing
your mom
in
would
mind,
still
just because it's dead, it doesn't mean you're saying, fuck you. You're saying, these three are very important, but this is just my opinion on the list in yeah. terms of if there was to be so. Because you love these three, good. You'd do anything with these three.
But then even the Quran and then even the Bible, they mention...
Parents being first.
Yeah.
But I wonder what it means in terms of when you have kids.
I can't wait to link God and just ask that question.
To link God.
When you said this, like, what did you mean?
Yeah,
there?
Like yeah, break right. that down for me. Like Psalm 92, you mentioned, you know, I'm like, just break
wow,
it down.
Actually, I didn't know that. It's very nice to hear that.
Yeah. Do you know what I would love? But we got to do that M. Huncho thing if my mum's came on a pod. But I'd never, I don't want to put my mum's face out there. But it would have to be an M. Huncho thing.
Yeah.
That would be sick though, innit? All right, that's nice that we found our mum's though.
Yeah, it's cool.
My mom said, yeah, say no more. Locked it.
Love that.
She's ganged off.
My mom's all confused. She's like, I don't, I'm saying, no, yeah. she's going to say, because at one point she said,
yeah, go on, translate everything. Translate everything. She was, everything. She was
point,
confused about
yeah,
the
at
order.
At one point she was trying to say, it's so straight away, she said, your mom should be first, right? Then she goes, but then also your kids are very important as well. So it's between your mom and your youth. Then she goes, and I said, listen, just what is the list? She goes, cool, you know what? My list, I'm going to tell you my list, innit?
Yeah, fair.
I don't care about your list. So I said, cool, go on, what's your list? Because she's about her now. She goes, me, my personally, I'd say the mother's first. Because she loved her mum so much. And then your kids, then your husband. So it's like for her, she just thinks that's the most important, isn't it? Which is very important. Let us know in the comments down below what your list would be. If you are married, then it'll be even more interesting to hear your perspective.
Really, really enjoyed this pod.
Yeah, no, I have.
Brilliant.
All the dads are sitting at home going, where do I sit? You get your own karma.
No, best believe, obviously, when on the Islam front, is obviously the gods. Gods for number one, prophets is number two. Three is your mother. Fourth is your mother. Fifth is your mother. Sixth is your dad. Mm-hmm. That's
kind of... Tell me about God's first and then it's your mum.
Yeah. Yes. Christianity is your God first and then your mum?
Mum's.
Okay, cool. Yeah, there you go. Well, that just shows the importance of a mother. Of course, without her...
This did show me, though, that trying to order things and all that kind of stuff, it's good, but sometimes it misses the point of what's going on in the heart rather than doing in the head. Do you know what I mean?
No.
Like your mother, when she's both your mums, when they spoke to you, said a very heartfelt thing. And instead of thinking about the list itself and the exercise of making the list, they were thinking about actually how it, like what it meant to
them
as a person and to them.
I don't know, you know, this, cause this is, I'm still confused. Bro.
What's your list still then? I'm with my mum's list.
Your list is, was your list not the same as your mum?
Yeah, you said kids, mother, wife, right?
Which was what you said.
I don't know, you know.
I don't remember. I don't think you said anything.
I don't know.
I don't think we both did.
I think
the thing is, for me, look, you have to understand.
No, I think you did say a list.
Okay.
The
list you said
was
the list.
Yeah. We did say a list.
You said the list was the other people said. You didn't say your
list.
There you go.
Well, I never mentioned my list. Because for me, it's a thing where I won't be able to have a proper list until I'm married.
Married.
With kids.
Mm-hmm. With kids.
With kids, because of course, kids is another option.
You can't talk about what it's like to have kids until you have them.
Bro, I know you can't because of the fact that I've had friends that have kids. Of course, you've got kids. Harry Pinero has mentioned it. He's like, when they come out.
Yeah, you've got friends that have kids. You didn't need to include me in a separate part of the list. You've just got friends who've got kids, is what.
Fair enough. But then I mentioned Harry straight after that show. Don't try it. Wow. I know what you're trying to do. Don't
so
do
what
it.
Is it? So if we were to get into a car, would I sit in the front or would Harry sit in the front?
I'll say I couldn't give a shit. Fight if you want.
Shall I call him? Find out.
Call him.
I don't have Harry's number.
It depends how long the drive is.
No, right. Whoever's a shotgun.
No, do you know why I disagree? Because let's just say I'm driving to Manny, 3.5 hours, and I know the brethren that's just said called shotgun and sits at the front all the time, loves to sleep, and I know I'm a bit tired. I need someone at the front with me that's going to sing the songs
okay,
or
me,
chat to me constantly.
You, Harry, and
never
Dark
in a million years are you going at the front.
Is it?
You dream of it.
On your car?
Yeah, in a million years are you sitting at the front? Nah. You love a kip.
Love a kippers.
Yeah, you love a kip, bro.
But aren't
you
sitting in the back at the moment?
No, he's driving.
Don't touch me.
All right, and the last section of the podcast. Now we're going to be rating movies. So obviously you guys know, if you don't know, there's a website called Rotten Tomatoes, which rates films out of 100%. So for example, one of the best films in the world would be Shawshank Redemption. Shawshank Redemption, if I was to guess a percentage on Rotten Tomatoes, I'd say 99%.
No. Nope.
What would you say?
99 is more than enough. Perfect. I'm going to give that a solid 90.
90.
So we're going for the tomato meter or the audience score? I think we need to go tomato meter.
Tomato meter?
Audience score?
No, it's dodgy. Meeting. Tomato meter.
91.
Ooh.
So the winner, him.
Philly.
By
so I get the sprat back, I give him.
He wins by 8. So he's now 8 points ahead of you.
Oh, I like that.
We're easily
entertained, you know.
All right, cool.
Can I throw a film out?
That was a practice round.
Yep. I deserve that because I cheat in every like quiz.
Yes. Absolutely.
What was that film that was all shot in one take? Please tell me you've seen
Birdman.
It. No, 1817, the war one.
Yeah, good one, man.
Oh, you mean 1940?
You ain't seen it? Forget then. If you ain't seen it.
I know, it has to be a film we've both seen.
Yeah, okay.
Pulp Fiction.
Okay, Home Alone.
Yeah, you don't know what Pulp Fiction is?
No. Oh. I've seen loads of films. I'm not good with names, though.
Okay. Home Alone.
Yeah, let's just do Home Alone. Yeah.
Home Alone, best Christmas movie of all time. I'm going to go for an 86%.
Wow. Do you know where you've messed up?
What, go on?
It's 88.
Home Alone.
Tomato meter says 66.
Oh, wow.
They're disrespectful.
Yeah, that's a vial, you know.
That's a violation of that film because that film is flawless.
It's brilliant, bro. And anyone can watch that.
IMDb must give it an 8+.
Anyone can watch that film. How is that? That's mad.
The audience rating, 80%. So audience favorite over...
Tomato's a bunch of bastards then.
Yeah, harsh.
Wow.
But Chunks was closer by 2, so Chunks gets 2 points.
Yeah. And right, Chunks, you also get to pick the next film.
Oh, nice.
Schindler's List.
Oh.
Wow. Okay.
Do you know what? Don't know it.
Never mind then.
Right.
Great movie.
Okay. I'll do one that you know. There is a punchline there.
No, please do this one. Do you remember Goal?
Do you want to do Goal? Okay.
Remember Goal?
Oh, back in the days. Yeah.
Big shout out Andy Anser, man.
Was that one where...
Oh, I know what to go
What
there.
A film, innit? Santiago Muniz.
Yeah, but I know...
He's the cardboard as he shin pads.
I know what percentage to go there.
I know where you're going to give it. You're not going to give it love. I'm going to say 49.
Interesting.
For tomato rating, 33.
You're violating. What a film.
The tomato rating is 43.
Wow.
44, you say?
I said 49.
49.
Very close.
But you said 33.
Yeah.
He was closer by 2, therefore...
2-2! 2 points. You pick the next one, my brother.
Desmond Tutu.
Just think of one I would have seen, though.
You would have seen?
Toy Story.
Elite.
Lion King.
Okay,
Lion
King.
The original, not the...
A Ridge.
You go first.
Okay, I've got one on IMDb.
Lion King? 7.9.
Lost his whole soul.
Gone.
8. Brody.
Oh, lost my whole soul, but then he went up. What do you mean? By 0.1?
Yeah.
How's that lost my whole soul then?
Because I know how IMDb works. My sister used to work for them.
So will I?
8 now, look.
8.5.
See?
8.5.
Yeah, 0.1.
Nine. Closer by 1.
Sister never worked for them, by the way.
Yeah.
Meaning that Philly is ahead 3-2.
Yeah, that's fine.
Nice.
It's 1-5.
Yeah, it is.
I'm going to go with film that The Equalizer. You've seen The Equalizer, right?
That's a very
Denzel good one. Is a wonderful human being. I love the way he articulates himself and the way he comes across in interviews. Oh, he's brilliant. I love Denzel.
What are we doing? IMD Bizzle?
I like Tomato. I like Tomats.
I'm saying that.
So the problem with Tomato is sometimes it comes up and sometimes
IMDb
it doesn't.
Then, brother.
IMDb it, right. Equalizer.
I know that one. I actually do know that one.
So do I, because I was there on the meter.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Start it then.
7.4, so that's 74%.
Oh, do you want me to be honest? 7.1.
It's really close.
Ah, it's in the middle then.
7.2.
Sheesh.
Chunks was closer by...
0.3.
No. What did you say?
What did you say,
brother?
He said 7.4, you said 7.1, so you were closer by 1.
So it's 3-3.
So going into the last round, it's 3-3.
Go on, pick a film.
I mean, it doesn't have to be the last round, but yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh, I got a good film.
Go on.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Is that a good film?
Harry Potter. Prisoner of Azkaban.
Okay.
Oh, I got this one.
No, do Harry Potter, the Witch and the Scarecrow.
Which one's that one? You got Chamber. No, you got. Let me name all of them.
Chamber of Secrets.
Nope. Philosopher's Stone, number one.
Oh yeah, Philosopher.
Chamber of Secrets, number two. Mm. What's number three?
Witch and Scare.
The Falafel Stone.
The Falafel Stone.
Falafel is cold. Okay. Which is Scarecrow's house? No, like the
Prison
elite,
of Azkaban,
elite one.
Goblet of Fire, Order of Phoenix, Half-Blooded.
Part two. Harry Potter fans are going to be impressed with you know.
I could be wrong.
Quran school less impressed.
Crazy, yeah. Crazy. Got me. What's the last one?
Man said got me.
Do you want me to do the very last one, or you want to do... Do you want me to make this the last one?
Yes, yes.
No.
After five.
Oh, yeah, it might as well,
three,
yeah, because he could get 2 points
I'm about
now,
to
yeah.
get it now.
It's 3-3.
Yes. Yeah.
Do you want to do Prisoner of Azkaban, or do you want to do a film that you're both equal on, or you're both feeling...
No, I'm fine on this. I've seen all the Harry Potters. Zola? Genuinely, hand on heart.
What's
your
favourite one?
Well, I don't know them by name like you do, bro.
First, second, third, fourth, what?
My favourite one's when he just...
My favourite one's... My boy!
No, my favourite one's when he just joined the Quidditch team, because I was hooked on that.
That's the Shane Bustle, the first one, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I'm Quidditch
kind of. Philosopher's Stone. Go on, do Philosopher's Stone.
Okay, so you want to do Philosopher's Stone?
Yeah, that's the first one.
Lord of the Rings, elite film as well.
Horror show.
I love films like that.
Horror.
Okay, so we have the score on the screen. That's been locked in, guys. That's not going to change, all right? Yeah. All I need now is your scores for the film.
Steph.
No, it's you pick the film.
Right, 1 to 10, decimal.
You know what
point.
I'm doing? Okay, safety.
So IMDb.
Big moment.
They love Harry Potter. They said it's one of the most successful franchises.
Well, it's because an orphan boy enrolled into School of Wizardry, where he learns the truth about himself.
8.7.
I'll tell you now.
Drum roll, please.
Someone's got it face on.
No.
Bastard.
One of you is closer.
It's me.
It's me.
Shall I be honest with you? It's done. The whole thing's done. Because IMDb, the highest rating is like a 9.1.
For the Rolex.
Yeah, for the Rolex. Whole birthday present.
Harry Potter's rating.
Yep.
7.6.
They done Harry wrong.
Very low. Very low for a good...
Because it went Witch and the Scare.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. They done... think of a name. If you had to name the new Harry Potter, we call it...
Harry Potter, the Witch and the Scarecrow. If they don't make that, J.K. Rowling. Well, like, that's her, right? If you made that one. Please make the Witch and the Scarecrow, man. That is elite. Prisoner of Azkaban, Goblet of Fire, yeah. Witch and the Scarecrow. Solid. That's a film. Very I would solid. Love to watch that.
Oh, man. So everyone in the studio, please put your hands together and give a round of applause for your winner, Chang.
That's very good. That's brilliant.
And part of the Witch and the Scarecrow, man, coming out soon in the cinema near you, 2027.
And with that being said, that is the end of this one. Like I said throughout the podcast, please, when we give our opinions and stuff, also give yours in the comments, man. It is really, really nice to go through them and see, like I said earlier, different perspectives. I've been Philly, he's been Chunks. We're over and out. Thank you so much for half a million.
Name the three main characters of Harry Potter. First name, second name.
You got one of them.
Harry Potter.
There you go.
What's the ginger you?
Go on, cut through. The witch and the scarecrow. Oh, yeah. It's Ron Weasley and Hermione Granger. We've been talking to you guys.
That's excellent. That's brilliant podcasting.